29 minutes now before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. I've got Sluggy Dan on standby with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. But I did promise you I'll give you a replay of statement number 11 from the Barbados Met Office. And we're awaiting further information from them. And as soon as I get any update at all, I will be bringing it to you. This is a repeat of statement number 11 on Hurricane Beryl from the Barbados Met Office.
Statement number 11. Tropical Storm Beryl strengthens into a hurricane. The government of Barbados has upgraded the hurricane watch to a hurricane warning. Hurricane Beryl continues to intensify as it is expected to become a major hurricane before reaching Barbados late Sunday night. On the current projected track, the center of Beryl is expected to pass 40 miles south of Barbados. The island is expected to feel the impacts associated with the system as early as Monday morning, the 1st of July 2024. During the passage of Beryl, hurricane force winds and rainfall accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are forecast. Severe thunderstorm activity may cause multiple interruptions to power, utilities and services. Marine conditions will be hazardous ahead of and during the passage of Beryl. A small craft and high surf warning remains in effect for above normal sea swells. The public is encouraged to follow the advice provided by the Department of Emergency Management and other local officials, in addition to the monitoring of the BMS, DEM and GIS websites, their respective social media pages and the local media networks for further information on Beryl. Hurricane Beryl continued to strengthen during the day and at 5 p.m. today, Saturday the 29th of June 2024, was located near 10.1 north, 49.3 west, or 720 miles east-southeast of Barbados. The maximum sustained winds are 75 miles per hour. Present movement is towards the west at 22 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure is 992 millibars.
That was meteorologist Christoph Martin of the Barbados Met Office. And of course, as soon as we get any further update, I will be bringing it your way. But some more information from Southern Meats, Inc. And Southern Meats, Inc. wishes to inform the public that on Sunday, June 30th, 2024, it will not be receiving animals due to the impending weather. Once again, Southern Meats Incorporated wishes to inform the public that on Sunday, June 30th, 2024, it will not be receiving animals due to the impending weather. It is 26 minutes before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. As we say, good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect, everything good, everything good. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. VOB 92.9 FM. Ollie, I want you to pull up Iweb's song for this year. You have some very special guests, but I just want to play that song before we start the evening. We have my sister Selena King, and she kind of talking about this new exciting thing that's starting in St. Andrew. But we want to play one song and come back and let's have a chat about the beautiful parish of St. Andrew.
Oh yeah, Tilande, give it. It's not what my country can do for me, but what I can do for my country. And with the declining fertility, I am reporting for duty, Lord. So I'm planning to increase my copulations. cause the work falls short by about 80,000. Well, I ain't got no children, so I go make a contribution. But first, I must lay down my condition.
Auntie,
can you do something about the cost of living for me?
Auntie,
so I could be the wife outside with myself and baby.
Auntie,
if you start to give men concessions on child money,
auntie,
I am telling you, you would now see pregnancy. I'll be propositioning young women at your Paris peaks. And while you're there sweet talking them, I'll be practicing while you preach. I don't want you worried about unions or cares well striking again, cause I offering you a different labor plan. Auntie, I come to you with a plan, I doing more than lending a hand. Tell me recent down a order of France to hail the river for the village ram. Search we starting to see less male and more female babies. So let out breeding them black belly sheep and tell earth and send down some ladies, Lord. Cause I'm planning some diplomatic relations to revive the West Indies Federation. I want Chinese, Iron Dogla, white children and Latina sitting down eating chafet with their father.
Auntie,
give us a stadium and not many stadia.
Auntie,
so we could win a gold medal at the next Carifta.
Auntie,
environmentally education is in a storm.
Auntie,
and I worried for my children with all of this. I don't want you worrying your head about Ralphie, does go and come. Me and you ain't got chick nor child, but we know a prodigal son. I know you might be suspecting who go be next to fly out the nest. If you kneel and pray, you might see St. Michael Northwest. And do you want the family expand? Long time my mother wanted a brand. It ain't no jacket like with Ninja Man, just the offspring of the village ram. Land and die. Hey, give me, give me. Mama, as long as all my women of age, there will be no discrimination. And I won't be like some of them men in this place that take women from where they live and beat them. I practice in good conflict resolution to set a good example for me children. Cause we must avoid trouble like issues at the hospital. Cause just now the maternity ward goes struggle.
Auntie,
you must do something about the mess with Dr. Ronnie.
Auntie,
they say that he come from you, and so please control your pickney.
Auntie,
can you please address the recent string of robberies?
Auntie,
but I want you start with the burglary at George Street. I hear that Ralph saying how the police lost faith in the bees. Like dems have them on speed dial now. Look how quick they turn up for Steve. I don't want you calling no snap election, auntie. You have to stand firm. Cause it's you must carry this country for the full term. Auntie, I want you give me the chance. Reproduction going to be enhanced. 150 strong male rams. The Viagra dose for the village ram. Boy, a shout out to all the men taking Cialis, Viagra, Camagra, whatever agra you taking. We got to repopulate Barbados.
Music from iWeb with Village Ram. Sluggy?
Love it, love it, love it, love it. 434-1790. 434-1790. You can call in and let me know what was your favorite tunes for the season. And you can call in and let me know if there's anything you love about the parish of St. Andrew. And call in and chat with us this evening. This evening we have Selena and Janelle King, the two powerful sisters running things up in St. Andrew, come to have a chat with your boy Uncle Sluggy this evening. I got one of my special co-hosts, you know, LaShawna, will come in from time to time. The door is always open for her and any of her peoples. And you know, my youngster Lou the Bajan. Lou is on the inside. Lou, get your mic open up and talk. Lou, you hosting this evening with me. Get your mic open up and talk. I'm going. Lou is not ready yet.
You can hear me. No problem. Yeah, yes, Sluggy. I hear, man. I hear.
Well, yes, we got. Good. We got you. Lou, this evening, we're talking to the St. Andrew Community Development Commission. You know, it's empowering community through tourism. And I think that's a great initiative. St. Andrew's one of these places that have so many hidden treasures, Lou, right? That you would never believe. We got a caller, but before the caller, just in a minute, I want to invite Selena first. Selena, good evening. We got a caller as soon as the radio show starts. Selena, good evening. How are you? I got to pay manners and respect first. How are you?
Good evening, Sluggy. I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Good, that we're talking. But you know, once we can get fun this evening. Good evening, Janelle. How are you? Make sure Janelle might be working too. Good evening, Janelle. How are you?
Good evening, Sluggy. I am fantastic. And yourself?
Good. All of the audio working sweet. All of you can take the call now. We want to our Marley. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm. And we're going to have Selena King and Janelle King from the beautiful parish of St. Andrew with me this evening. Talk to me. Fix your audio and talk to me. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm. And Rhyme.
Hello.
On the ear.
Hello.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Good evening, Sluggy. How are you? Hello?
I am wonderful. How are you?
This is your friend, Bear. Joseph, all the years, for the first time that you come up at night, but you sure you not, you don't remember, you were swimming and got all the girls. You got me here crying. You got me crying. And you got a lot of fans, all of my friends by me. All my family, I tell my about your West. I'm going to look for you by putting your West in their beard, man. I'm the first lady that call, and then you come for your pumping show. What are you doing me, sir? But no time of call.
I will never.
You don't want to say your first love. You don't want to say your first love. I know what you're doing.
You can't do that to me.
If you remember. I was the first name, Miss Bears, that calling.
Yes.
You think you said that?
You are the first caller.
You got fans in the 60s, the 70s, not on younger. You got pensioners and all the fans. You don't know what's going on?
Oh, Lord. I love it. Ollie, she can hear me. Ollie, she can't hear me. Tell she thank you. I love it.
I can't hear you, with girls.
That's true.
Sluggy, we're still all of me. I'm going to get a new boyfriend. Listen, after 5 years, Sluggy, and get over, he will still be there. If I get a new boyfriend, he can't get back.
Well, no, listen, ask Ollie. We always remember Beard St. George and
Ollie. If I call him, Ollie don't answer. Live will answer. Ronnie, it's all like me call. You're my number one man. Don't tell me now, but not me, Ollie at all.
Ollie don't operate that. Ollie don't operate that. Ollie get everybody that call in the
opportunity. That's true. He got certain friends to call. You're the fella. Everybody do things. Don't put him in. One thing looks at you. You're the fella. Anybody, even if you're going to be you, don't got my pickle. But I don't take that more.
All right.
All right. Good.
No problem. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for calling in. 434-1790. You know I love all of you. And I want the caller to stop calling and accusing me of having so much girls and so much women love me. I'm a single man. I'm a single man for now. I love the pastor St. Andrew looking for a wife in St. Andrew to move far, far in the country and enjoy that country breeze. Don't do that to me. Lou, have you ever been to St. Andrew?
It's a few sluggy. I don't really go up to St. Andrew. I'm a full South man. I live in Silver Hill. St. Andrew, that feels like another island to me. But it's a beautiful parish,
so you
though.
So you walk all over Barbados and then make St. Andrew?
When I walked from St. Lucie, I had walked from St. Lucie to Christchurch. I took the other road. So I went from St. Lucie to St. Peter and took the coast road. So I didn't even pass through St. Andrew that day.
Well, listen to me this evening, right? Selena, keep close.
Hi, Sluggy.
Keep your earphones on, Lou. Let me show you what's going on. Selena, good
Hi.
Evening.
Good
please,
evening.
Please tell Barbados this new initiative we are launching and what it will benefit the tourism sector. For people that have never been to St. Andrew, we can educate them this evening, Selena and Janelle.
Good evening, Barbados. It's a pleasure to be on this show. I wasn't here since last year.
Yeah,
we talked about St. Andrew's Carnival.
But the
new initiative is called the St. Andrew Community Development Commission. And what we're looking to do is empower communities in St. Andrew through tourism initiatives, hereby being community tourism. So St. Andrew has a thriving community. We have Belle Plaine, we have Lakes, we have East Coast, we have Hillaby, St. Andrew, we have Chalky Mount, and we have a lot of resources there, a lot of persons, natural resources, individual resources, and we recognize that St. Andrew has a different landscape than any other parish in St. Andrew. And I always say that to me, St. Andrew is a parish paradise, and because I live here, I know what we have. I want to bring that to the rest of Barbados for them to see it through our eyes, the eyes of the residents of St. Andrew and what we have to offer. So what the commission is doing is really promoting the rich cultural heritage of St. Andrew. You know, we have a lot of people that came from St. Andrew that did great things, like Ermy Bourne, you know, and we have Wanda Manor, who was a sports person, DeAndre Gotting. So we want to bring like persons into St. Andrew to see St. Andrew and what we have to offer as a tourism product sustainably as well. And then as part of that, we want to recognize environmental conservation and preservation. We know we have coastline communities. We have a lot of coastal erosion as well. So we're looking to introduce climate change programs, climate change awareness as well, you know, to get persons that when they come into St. Andrew to enjoy what we have, to also respect the environment, respect the communities, and respect what we have over here. So I remember your friend said he didn't walk to St. Andrew. He's a South man, and St. Andrew does feel like a different island. And yeah, and to be honest with you, it really is. If you haven't come into St. Andrew and you get into St. Andrew, sometimes you're going to feel like this isn't Barbados. Especially when you see our landscapes, you see our nestled paradise. We have Green Pond, and we have Butters Apple Reserve Park, and we have Picture Hole and Sleeping Giant. We have Terrence Hall Wood. So when you come into St. Andrew, it's going to feel like you're on a nature tourism tour and you're in a whole different country. You might feel sometimes you're even in the Amazon, depending on what part of St. Andrew you go. So, I mean, what we're trying to do is to bring that to people. Here we're driving economic, you know, activity in the St. Andrew Basin, get persons to come out, you know, bring their talents out. So if you're able to make something and, you know, we put on a carnival or we put on an event, you know, you want people to come into St. Andrew and build it out as a heritage center. You know, and build it out so people can see, you know, St. Andrew has a lot to offer. Come in, experience it. Don't take from us too much in terms of, you know, are your footprint damaging the landscape, but enjoying what we have and recognizing St. Andrew as a resourceful entity of Barbados.
If
I love that. I have Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, even though I haven't been in St. Andrew much myself, as someone that loves nature, one thing that I really love about St. Andrew is the natural landscape. Like, there's so much vegetation, and I know for a fact the St. Andrew air is hit different because of all that vegetation. You, Selena, can testify to that, I'm assuming.
Of course, definitely. Especially when you take a walk on mornings. I'm an early morning walker because I love to see the sunrise. You know, over here we get that beautiful morning sun. Mm-hmm. So I love to do an early morning walk and going up the East Coast, going across the, you know, to the Savannah or going over to Shoei Village. When you get that morning breeze, trust me, it's fresh, crispy air. There's nothing you can beat seeing the sunrise, you know, walking on mornings, and just the sun is a softer sun, you know, not a midday sun, but it's a softer sun, and getting to really feel that beauty, you know, past the farm and just really enjoy St. Andrew, enjoy that peaceful walk. It's really something totally different. And if you're not in it, you're probably not going to experience it. And we want people to see that. So hence, that's why we created the commission, so persons can get to enjoy a different experience of St. Andrew, a different experience of Barbados, maybe. And that's for persons who live here and persons who also don't live here to come and experience it in a different way.
Love it. Lou,
yes.
You got to pay a visit. Yes. So, Janelle, I got a question for you, Janelle.
Sure, go ahead.
Why is it necessary to bring this particular commission at this time?
Sure. That's a wonderful question, Sluggy. I want to emphasize on the part of, and our mission speaks to a lot of things, but one of the things that our mission speaks to, uh-huh, it speaks to fostering sustainable, resilient community.
Love that. Oh my God, we could stick there. We could go there. Cool. I love that. Because sustainability is important, huh? That's extremely important.
Yeah.
Please gloss over it, but that is a real thing. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. And the way how everything is going, and you look at the landscape of St. Andrew, this is something that we recognize that we have to be the voice for our residents as well, right? And in being the voice for our residents, we recognize that there are certain areas that the communities of St. Andrew needs to be better. So in that sustainable development for the St. Andrew Parish, when you look at it, it breaks out into five different areas. Skill development, and I'm going somewhere with this, skill development, financial inclusion, technology, advancement, economic growth, and empowerment of the vulnerable. So everything that we are striving to do and we have settled to do will encompass those five areas for the residents of St. Andrew. So it's as we said, I'm not sure if you had heard some of these speech that Selena would have given at our launch, but it's to empower the residents to have that sense of ownership for St. Andrew, and to create that economic activity for the residents of St. Andrew. And once we build up St. Andrew and be that voice for St. Andrew, we would be that community tourism hub that we are so destined to be. And in order to do that, you need to have a body that is going to be focused and be centric in doing that. And we are that body that will definitely work together with the residents and the community, other communities and organizations within the communities to ensure that that actually materialize. And St. Andrew will definitely go a long way with what we're doing and leaving that legacy and having that legacy for the parish of St. Andrew. So it all ties in to that fostering sustainable, resilient communities within the parish of St. Andrew.
I just wanted to jump in here, Janelle. I really like this idea, especially when you mentioned about tourism, because with the way that the world is going and the climate crisis, all of that, ecotourism is definitely something that's big on the rise. So I believe that is some, that is an avenue that your committee will, can really bring St. Andrew to the forefront with all its natural landscape. So I really like listening to the plans, and I can tell based on how y'all talk, both you and Selena, that you're very passionate about this topic. And yes, you have definitely sold me on St. Andrew. I can still make my jokes as a different country that you gotta get in a plane to get to, but you have definitely sold me on St. Andrew.
That's fantastic. Yes, most definitely. And as you said, that is that's a big market that we're going into. And, you know, we are working on a master plan, tourism plan for our parish, St. Andrew. It's in the works. We're working on it. And that definitely is one of the areas that we will be building out to ensure that we capitalize on that, along with other things that we have, other plans that we have for our parish. Because so I can definitely see within, you know, our mission, our goals, our objectives. We are ambitious, but you know what? We, as you said, we're passionate, and we will definitely get it done. And we're going to work hard, and we're going to work with the communities, and we'll be inclusive. And we will definitely bring St. Andrew to that place where we want to be, so that all of our residents can benefit, even depending on whatever area you fall into, whether be you're in a vulnerable state. You know, we create that economic environment that you can actually go and work and get money and support yourself. You know, we'll have skills, you bring training, something that you would not be exposed to otherwise than what, but because the work that we're going to be doing, you're going to be exposed to skill training. So then you'll not be in that vulnerable state anymore. You'll be in a state where you're inclusive, and you can definitely improve your skills and, you know, be better, do better, and be a productive person within the community and, by extension, Barbados.
I love that. No, Selena, I can read a brief statement, and then I want you to expound on what does this look like for you, and is this a national message you would like to spread that other persons, whether it be young or old, can also look to do this in their parish and community as well. If you have community empowerment, facilitate local involvement and ownership in tourism initiatives and activities, enabling residents to benefit economically and socially from tourism activities. Is this a message you would like the whole country to emulate? And what are the initiatives you plan to do? And can you expound or expand on this statement, because I love it. I mean, statement in your objective, community empowerment, which is something, you know, that I'm extremely passionate about.
Yes, Luggy, is one of our third commitments to our objectives as the commission is community empowerment. And yes, it's a message to the entire Barbados, because what we want to do is, at the end of the day, the government can't do it all for us. And we are truly craftsmen of our own fate. And when we think about that, we think about how can we enable our residents to be better, as my sister would have noted, and how we would enable our residents to benefit economically from what tourism is bringing to the island. You know, there are a lot of large organizations that benefit financially on a very large scale from tourism. And we want that to trickle down in a more massive way to our community. And using ecotourism initiatives, community empowerment, what we're looking to do is to have various events and activities in the parish of St. Andrew, so that residents can take part of it. They can come and be shareholders in those events, whether they, for St. Andrew Carnival, you could be a band leader, you can have a food stall, you can have a table where you can sell your items. You know, it's community wealth building. And because we're strong believers of community wealth building, all of those different activities will help to bring residents out. And I would have mentioned earlier about honing talents. So for someone who may be able to make a teacup out of a coconut husk, they can also come and sell that on any activity day we have, because we're using our resources in St. Andrew to facilitate the economic growth of St. Andrew. So we want to ensure that our residents get to embrace that. This year, we're going to have the St. Andrew Heritage Festival. And that festival is scheduled to be in November. And that will embrace everything St. Andrew. It is going to have a mix of sports activities, culinary activities, entertainment activities, and then we're looking to do also craft activities on that day. So basically anything that St. Andrew has to offer will be on display as part of that festival in November. And that is going to drive massive economic returns for the residents of St. Andrew, because it's the residents that we're opening up to so that they will come and be a part of it. So for what we normally do is we go and we try to see how best can we help, how best can we build our community. And we recognize that activities is one of those things that drive fundraising. So with the St. Andrew Heritage Festival, we are looking to have those various days, the St. Andrew Craft Day, St. Andrew Market Day, and love we're inviting the persons to do that.
I love it. Don't move. Don't move, Selena. Don't move, because we're resting here. All of we can pay some bills. We can do some commercials, pay some bills. Look for Sammy G song. And then we can come back to Selena and Janelle. Janelle, we ain't sending one where we want one for the whole show. You're loving the conversation. Ollie?
The 311 Radio Show with the Barbados Fire Service comes your way this Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Should there be cricket coverage, listen out for it at 9 a.m. That's the 311 Radio Show with the Barbados Fire Service this Sunday right here on VOB 92.9 FM.
The Nation Publishing is pleased to inform all readers that the Monday edition of the Daily Nation will be delivered to subscribers, vendors, and agents from 6 p.m. on Sunday, June 30th. All publications remain available online when you subscribe at www.nationnews.com. The Nation Publishing encourages everyone to stay updated via our social media platforms on Instagram at Nation246, Facebook at Nation Barbados, and we look forward to serving you after the passage of Tropical Storm Beryl. Nation News, that should be Hurricane Beryl. Nation News, your news, your time, your way. We also have some more important information for you. Southern Meats Incorporated wishes to inform the public that on Sunday, the 30th of June, 2024, it will not be receiving animals due to the impending weather. Once again, Southern Meats Incorporated wishes to inform the public that on Sunday, the 30th of June, 2024, it would not be receiving animals due to the impending weather. And we also have some information from the historic Amerindian hike, which is scheduled for tomorrow, Sunday, June 30th, as part of Heritage Month celebrations. Well, it has been postponed. We will have a new date for you later in the month of July. Once again, the historic Amerindian hike scheduled for tomorrow, Sunday, June 30th, 2024, as a part of Heritage Month celebrations, has been postponed. A new date for this event will be announced soon.
Anyone can struggle with their emotional health. We all go through tough times. If you're struggling to cope, call 536-4500 Lifeline Barbados. We want you to know that we are here to help. 536-4500 isn't just a number. It's a lifeline for when you need it most. Lines are open 24 hours, including bank holidays, and all calls are strictly confidential. Your well-being matters. Call 536-4500. Lifeline Barbados is provided by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, we have an update for you, a news update. A man has been shot dead at Silver Sands and another man injured in a shooting at Silver Sands Christchurch. This is the second fatal shooting for the day. A 24-year-old man was shot dead and several other passengers in a car injured at Black Rock St. Michael in the early hours of this morning. Reports indicate this latest shooting was a drive-by. It occurred near a standpipe in the area of the Silver Sands playing field. Starcom Network News has confirmed that one man was killed and another was shot in the stomach. This is homicide number 20 in Barbados for the year so far and is one of several fatal shootings that have occurred over the past few weeks in a worrying resurgence of gun violence. That is homicide number 20 in Barbados. Happened, we believe, sometime after 6 p.m. this evening. A young man was shot and killed in Silver Sands, Christchurch, and another man has been injured.
Please note that the Hot Summer Burn finale, scheduled for this Sunday, June 30th, at the Garfield Sobers Gymnasium, has been postponed due to the inclement weather. Stay tuned to Starcom Network stations for the announcement of the new date. We encourage you to be safe at this time.
And we do have an important message received by Prime Minister Mia Mottley, recorded a few moments ago, with reference to the weather.
As promised last night, I am back here to be able to speak with you again as we prepare as a people for the passage of Hurricane Beryl. It has now become a hurricane, and as indicated, we have to remain vigilant over the course of the time between now and when it passes early in the hours of Monday morning. The evidence given to us by the Meteorological Office suggests at 5 p.m. that the system is 720 miles east-southeast of Barbados and moving quickly at 22 miles per hour. The winds are Category 1 hurricane winds, 75 miles per hour, and therefore, as I said to you last night, we remain absolutely vigilant and need to take every precaution that is possible for ourselves, for our family, and for our neighbors. Indeed, as we go forward, it is significant that while this storm, this hurricane, may move just south of Barbados, the truth is it can at any point move north. It can at any point seek to impact us more. Hurricane Ivan, as you know, was dead on coming to Barbados and it ended up going to Grenada. Equally, Hurricane Ivan changed its speed as this one can change its speed. Hurricane Maria became a Category 5 hurricane in a matter of hours for Dominica. I only remind you of these things to reinforce why we need to remain vigilant as a people. There are a few things that I want to talk to you about. And you would have heard with respect to the Meteorological Office's advisory that the hurricane winds at the moment are only 10 miles from the center. That too can change. That the storm force winds are 50 miles from the center. That too can change. But if it remains on current trajectory, we may be a little better off than we thought last night. The reality, however, is that we know all of this can change because it is a small system that is only 95 miles wide. And therefore, any shift at all can significantly impact us. I want to remind us of a few things as we prepare. I'm sure many of you went to the supermarket today. Many of you checked up on your family to make sure that those who need assistance can get it. Many of you are boarding up, as is our custom, because we know that it is better to be safe than sorry. Even as we do that, please remember to collect water, because if we do have any impact on our water systems, you will need it over the course of the next few days. Similarly, because there is a system behind it, we know that we're going to have a long week, and that long week means that we have to be patient and we have to be vigilant. The reality is, I'd like to ask each of you too. Many of you have these new garbage cans that were distributed a couple years ago. Many of you have old ones. I'm asking you to move your garbage cans or tie them down inside. Why? Because at the end of the day, if high winds come, they can become a missile or a projectile that can hurt somebody or break somebody's windows. The truth also is that if we do that, we need to also look around our yards tomorrow to make sure that there's nothing else that the wind can pick up and cause injury to anybody else. God forbid that that should happen. I'm asking you as well, even as you do that, to continue to ensure that you have your medication in order and that you have the people who you know. I asked the young people yesterday to reach out to others in their community and to make sure that they're safe and work with the DEOs. There are also concerns with respect to pets, and those of you who have pets, you need to take all necessary precautions to protect them as well. My friends, as we go forward, we've had some consultations up this afternoon again. I just came out of a meeting with all of the relevant ministers and ministries, and we have consulted with the private sector, and we believe that all businesses that are non-essential should close tomorrow evening no later than 8:30 p.m. We do not expect many to be open because it's a Sunday evening, but gas stations and mini marts and restaurants may still be there. Equally, we are saying to those of you who have promotions or public fetes, nothing can go on beyond 8 p.m. tomorrow. If not, we will have to ask the police to come and have a word with you, because the reality is that we do not want to put anybody's life at risk in this country. The Met Office has been very clear that even though they expect these winds to come around 2 o'clock in the morning, it can come earlier. It can come as early as 8, 9 o'clock. And that is why tomorrow, when the Hurricane Hunter goes in, we will report and be able to give you an even more accurate position with respect to the nature of the system and the other attributes of the system. In addition to that, the work continued apace today with the Ministry of Public Works. They went into Trent's, to Goodland, to Deacon's Farm, to Kensington New Road, to a number of areas I'm informed. And tomorrow, they'll continue in Watton, in Holtown, in Work Hall, in Woodburn, in Fitz Village, because as we know, these are areas that traditionally have been subject to flooding concerns, and they're cleaning the drains and doing all of the things that are necessary for us to ensure that there's minimal damage to property and certainly no loss of life. My friends, today was World Cup, and we hosted the world. And I first of all want to congratulate all Barbadians for doing us proud and ensuring that we not only showed up to the world that we are capable as a small state of doing these things, but that we gave our visitors a good time. But equally, our visitors are here with us, and some of them may be due to leave tomorrow, but some are not due to leave until Monday and Tuesday. Some of them have never gone through a hurricane or a storm before. We met with the BHTA a few weeks ago and yet again yesterday, and we therefore are conscious that we have plans to take care of them. But I ask each Bajan to be conscious that with as many visitors on island, that we now want each Bajan to be that best host that they can be and to take care of persons, particularly those who may be anxious about what a hurricane involves and what happens in a storm. I ask you therefore to work with me to ensure that those who are not able to get out tomorrow will be able to have the support of the hotels and the general workers and staff and everyone who with whom they interact over this period of time. I spoke about the closure of businesses. I'm informed that the airport will probably close on or about 8 p.m. tomorrow night, but you will have further advice on that tomorrow, particularly after the Hurricane Hunter goes in. I'm asking, therefore, my friends, that we accept that this is going to be a long week. It isn't the one that we expected, but it is the one that we have. And therefore, we will continue to speak with you. Minister Abrams will continue to update you. The Met Office will continue to update you. I'm speaking here from the Department of Emergency Management with Ms. Hines and others. We will continue to do our work overnight and through tomorrow in order to make sure that we keep you safe. But this is not a one-way road. It's two ways. I need you, you need us. We need to work together, and if we do so, then, as I said, we will prepare to ensure that we are ready, but we will pray to ensure that we don't face the worst. I'm asking you, therefore, please, my friends, let us together hold hands and make sure that we protect this country, protect our vulnerable families, members, protect each other, and spend the next 24 to 36 hours waiting on this first system. But do not let your guard down, because we have then to take new guard on Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll address issues such as school and shelters and all of that, but now is not the time for that. So God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. God bless Barbados, and stay alert. Only trusted news media, as I said last night. Thank you.
And that was Prime Minister Mia Motley.
Making Barbados a better place, VOB 92.9 FM.
Okay, 50 minutes now after 7 o'clock, we're back live with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. A lot going on in the country. Sluggy, we're back with you with Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Manners, I respect this nonsense that going on the street. It's actually out of hand. These lawless, stupid individuals need taking it off the road. I don't know who making these men feel that violence cool. I don't know who making these men feel that taking a life in nothing, giving away their life to prison, hospital or cemetery, I don't know who making them feel that is still. But these people that are influencing these youngsters and this nonsense don't really love these youngsters. And then you got corporate Barbados and government alike. When you come and speak, as we have done on the radio 5 years now, we just wait to the 13-year-olds and the 14-year-olds. 5 years from now is 18 and 19. Today we want to address issues. And then you'll be met with tons of red tape. Well, there's a national crisis now, just like COVID. And it needs attention to map such. I got a lot more to say, but I can hold my peace for the sake of my position that I know hold, for the sake of my job that I know hold, and for the sake of how the youth see me. I will hold my tongue on certain things, but the issue now is the national crisis that needs urgent attention, and we need to remove a lot of red tape to get things happening speedily in Barbados so we can quickly, urgently, and readily avoid certain issues. No, St. Andrew. Selena, you want the reason for the particular name, Selena. Tell me why you all name it this.
Well, our name was conceptualized by
I give Barbados a name.
My name is Selena King, and I am co-founder and director of the St. Andrew Community Development Commission, and yes, short, we say St. Andrew CDC.
Yes.
The name was conceptualized by the three of us, which is the three co-founders and directors of the St. Andrew CDC. And when we thought about St. Andrew and our passion for community, we decided that we wanted a name that would resound with our passion. Our passion was community, our passion was development. And hereby, because we wanted to have a group of individuals from all walks of life, from all over various communities of St. Andrew, we decided to name it a commission because we have an agenda, we have objectives, and we have goals. And hereby, when you hear that name, we wanted it to resound with persons for them to say, what do they do? And how do they develop the communities? Because we want them to recognize that is our goal for community development. And hereby using tourism as a catalyst for this development is St. Andrew. That's why the name was chosen.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, Janelle, how did you all going about choosing your mission and initiatives, and why are these particular ones important to you all to bring to the nation?
Sluggy, fantastic question. So for us, we, as Selena said, a lot of what we do, or like 95% of why we do things, is primarily because of passion. We recognize, as I said before, that there was a big need. There is a need. And we are passionate about community. And obviously, we are St. Andrew residents. And we're passionate about our parish. And we want to see the advancement, the development of our parish. So, hence, we set about with the certain vision elements and mission elements that we as a commission, a community commission, will be undertaking.
Sorry, I'm mute. Sorry, love. I love that. No.
Sorry about that.
No problem. The problem, St. Andrew, right? Barbados is a small place. Hence, which means St. Andrew is extremely close. It's not far. But still, St. Andrew is so different. As small as we are, Janelle, St. Andrew's still so different. Did you all study the, and this is for both you and Selena, anyone can answer. Did you all study the uniqueness of St. Andrew when coming up with your various missions and goals and objectives? Was did that play a part at all? Because I know you're all real different to the rest of us. So you got greenery and scenery that you were seeing in a magazine. You know what I mean? So you all had to, I mean, it had to some sort of consideration, but how much consideration and how did you go about tying that into your mission? The uniqueness of St. Andrew.
Well, as I would have mentioned previously, St. Andrew is completely different in terms of the landscape and the layout, even our Scotland district, from any other parish in St. Andrew. And that would have been centerfold for us when we created the commission and our objectives. One of our main objectives is environmental conservation. And we know our landscape has we have coastal zone problems, we have land slippage, we have the Scotland district, which, you know, have the environmental issues. So with that in mind, that was one of our major considerations with our goals and objectives. And with that, we have the Climate Change Championship Program as part of the commission, and that will be tied into our environmental club. So that also ties into our ecotourism initiative. We want to drive awareness in climate change in St. Andrew, in Barbados entirely, actually. So when residents and tourists come into St. Andrew, they understand how their footprint would impact the island and would impact St. Andrew. So we have Long Pond, for example, we have beach erosion on the coast of St. Andrew majorly. And I remember as a child growing up, we could walk the entire stretch of East Coast all to Long Pond onto Morgan Lewis Beach. But now due to the drastic beach erosion from persons driving their vehicles onto the landscape, onto the sand, you know, having the different things happening in the atmosphere and climate, we have a massive erosion problem on our coastal line. And we want to find ways that we can help rebuild the coastal zone. We can impact the coastal zone positively and drive awareness so when persons come into St. Andrew, want to go to Long Pond, want to go to East Coast, want to go to Morgan Lewis to see the beautiful green pond, that they consider how what they're doing affects the entire landscape of St. Andrew. So we ensure that environmental conservation and biodiversity conservation was major and centerfold for our commission as well.
I love that. Selena, this got to be, like, from the beginning, Lou mentioned he hear the passion in all voices. And the love you have for you, for your parish. You think that anyone could do this job you all are doing without it being really in their heart?
To be honest, Leggy, you know, if you have the right intentions and you have the passion, then it will be driven with the purpose.
The correct intentions. I love that.
So our intentions from the beginning was always community, has always been community. And given that, whatever we create, the community will be centerfold of it, what their needs are. And as Janelle would have mentioned, the St. Andrew Tourism Master Plan that we're working on is going to have in-depth research based on these assessment that what the community want to see. How can we help them? How can we build up Belle Plain? How can we build out Hillabeek? How can we build out Chalky Mount? And by having all of that information, that raw data, we can then come and create a great plan for the entire of St. Andrew and Barbados to follow. So given that, you know, we just want to make sure St. Andrew is never the forgotten parish ever again. And St. Andrew is the nature and ecotourism hub of Barbados when we're finished, or as our legacy continues, really, because it's never going to be finished. It's going to be continuing for years to come. That's why our group is open to community ambassadors. We invite young people, persons from all walks of life in St. Andrew to come in, get part of the programs, get part of the training, join the environmental club, join the sports club that we're, you know, creating in the process. You know, join as a vision partner where you're not necessarily, you know, doing the activities, but you're giving us your resources or assisting us resource-wise, making donations by your sponsorship as we're a nonprofit as well. You know, helping us in our journey to ensure that St. Andrew remains that lively hub of activity that it can be and will be for our generations and years to come. Our intention is for St. Andrew to be a legacy, St. Andrew to be great. And we want to do that. So we're driving ourselves, we're driving our resources into this, our passion into this, to ensure that Barbados recognizes St. Andrew. And we're proud to say, I live in St. Michael, but I have a parish, we have a parish named St. Andrew. And we want everybody to come in and see it. So we want people, the entire Barbados, to feel our passion, to live by our passion, and to enjoy what we have through our community, through our initiatives, and via our goals.
I love it. Now, Janelle, when it comes to this particular venture you're going into, before I let you go, what do you want to tell Barbados most about this initiative that the three of you are now going into?
Thank you, Sluggy. I want to let the entire Barbados and the diaspora that this initiative, although that it is centered around the parish of St. Andrew, it is beneficial to all of us. And whatever way you can assist us or get on board, reach out, connect with us, get on board. It's a legacy. As Selena stated, there's a part in our national anthem that says, we are strict guardians of our heritage, firm craftsmen of our faith. And when you really listen to those words, it resonates with you, it connects something in you, and it propels the civic duty that you for you to get on board. And then what we're doing essentially can translate to the other parishes. But it must begin with somebody. It has to begin with somebody. And it begins with us. And then that ripple effect will go throughout the entire Barbados. And I mean, you know, small steps, small changes, eventually you will see the change, and you will see the work, the difference that it will happen, that will occur. So I want to leave that with the entire Barbados and the diaspora to reach out, get on board, visit our website, has all of our information there, what we're doing, what we're trying to achieve. And I know that in future, we'll be coming back to just let everybody know where, how far we've gotten, what we're doing, and keep you abreast of everything that we're doing. Yes, it's ambitious, but you know what? The sky is the limit. Want to say that.
Talia, no, Selena began with this. A grant is being established to offer 2 aspiring students scholarship to any tertiary tourism program. Tell Barbados how they can support that, and any information you would like to adapt there spoke to me, and I felt the need to mention it again.
Yes, the grant is, as you would have said, for 2 persons to join the tourism programs at the Hospitality Institute or the University of West Indies tourism programs. So in order for us to have this grant fully established, we require donations as well. You can donate via contacting us at 2804575. Or 2370285 for our banking information. You can also email us at standrewcdc st.andrew246@gmail.com. And once you visit our website as well, which is st.andrewcdc.com/, that will send you straight to our website landing page and give you further information of all the other programs that we have and how to donate to this scholarship that we're trying to do. And I just want to say thank you to all the executive members of the St. Andrew CDC. It's not just the three of us. We have some executive members on board. There's Tracy Jordan, Sherri-Anne Jordan, Kiara Boyce. There's some more of us. And I know we're short on time. So just shout out to the entire CDC crew. I know they're listening in, they're locked on. So I want to thank them so much for being part of this initiative. And they're all St. Andrew residents as well. And we thank them for joining us in this venture for making St. Andrew the beautiful, engaging, and vital parish it is to the parish of country of Barbados. So thank you, Sluggy, for having us. And we look forward to being on this program again with you.
Of course, of course. Don't forget, people, the St. Andrew Community Development Commission. You can call 237-237-0285 or 280-4575. And don't forget, their website is St. Andrew CDC, standrewcdc.com. And you can also email them at standrewcdc246@gmail.com. standrewcdc246@gmail.com. Big up my two sisters, Selena and Janelle. Lou, let me talk to you for 5 minutes till Ollie cut me out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Selena and Janelle. Of course, you know, the door is always open. You know, I always share the information. I'm on every week. I can always give people a bit of the info. And as the program and projects come out, roll out, make sure that right here is your home to roll out your projects. And of course, you know, we will support you all 1,000%.
Thank you so much, Sunny and Team VOB. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah. Thank both of you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Lou.
Sluggy, no. I sit down and listen to these ladies, and honestly, Barbados would be a much better place if we had more people like that. Like, honestly. Like,
and more programs and more initiatives in all the communities.
For
that
sure.
As passionate as this. They've got the people that from the community itself, from the parish itself, coming together to benefit the entire. From the community in every parish coming together to benefit the entire parish. That's the mindset that we need to adopt, that will actually serve us as well. People in every community coming together to benefit the entire parish. So we got bigger Selena and Janelle for that. I think that's one of the answers to curb the violence. I think something it'd be the right tape, you know, and bureaucracy and certain things that will slow down things. Obvious reasons, you know. Government and corporate or in private and me, you're not pulling me pocket, you know, you gotta go through a process. So I get it. It's just that when matters are urgent, we gotta find urgent ways to address things, and I think they're find extremely comprehensive but urgent way to address their parish. You gotta respect it, Lou. You got to respect it. You can't remember. Salute it. Lou, this violence, Lou, how we can get this violence stopped though?
Oh, Sluggy, that is a difficult question, and there's so many things that go into it. And
what is your age from your community?
Literally, I grew up in Silver Sands. I moved from Silver Sands to Silver Hill in 2006, but yeah, so it's
general area,
yeah,
general
sure.
area.
Honestly, Sluggy, it takes a holistic mindset.
So it close to home. It's still close to home that you can speak about it.
Yeah.
I use the age to speak about it. You know what I mean? I can't understand it. Like, when it's your world, not mine. You know what I mean? So I hand over to you.
Yeah. As I said, it's a complicated issue that comes with a lot of factors, but I would say one of the things that really needs to happen needs to find a way to shift the mindset of lots of young people, because honestly, Sagi, I heard someone say something the other day that had me real kerfuffled. It was like, the person, I think they say like he's 30 or something, so they say, I never had a job in my life, it's block life or no life. And when I sit down and heard that, it was like, I don't know. So as I said, it's a holistic shift in the mentality that needs to happen, because at the end of the day, you could come and talk to these people as much as you want. You could probably go and try to connect them with a job or something. So, but if you don't change the mindset, they're gonna just find they were back to the lifestyle and you just continue the cycle, because at the end of the day, it's a cycle. Because, for example, say somebody shoots somebody today, their family member or friend or whoever saw going to be like, okay, I need to get the back that person. They decide, even if it's not the same day, a week, a month, a year down the line, they decide, you know what, let me go take my revenge. When they take the revenge, somebody else decides that, okay, I need to revenge. And it's just a cycle that continues. So I think the biggest thing that needs to happen is a shift in mindset. And projects like the St. Andrew Community Development with those two ladies, it's projects like that that will definitely make a difference, because what it is, it's more of a holistic intervention into the community, not just coming one day and talking to somebody or putting some money in somebody's hands. No, it's putting opportunities in front of people, putting coming out in the communities, talking to people, putting opportunities there, and allowing people to take control and realize that into something more productive. Because honestly, it's for a lot of the young people my age, it's not that they just want to live this life. It's more of a situation of there was no other avenue and they got into this life. Like, for a lot of these young people, the home life is not good. You're not getting attention at home. So you know where they get the attention from? The people on the block. The people on the block is not even just friends. It's like their family. But then that lifestyle comes with certain connotations. It comes with certain ways of thinking, certain ways of doing. And it's all about, yeah, he's a big man. And just showing that you're better than everybody else. And then when you want to be better than everybody else, somebody else that thinks they're better than you gonna come and probably stab you, shoot you, and stuff like that. So it's... I don't know how to fix it, because again, this problem is something that been around even before I was born. But I said you need holistic programs that not just come to give a man a fish, teach a man to fish, and give them another avenue in life, because for a lot of them, they just don't have no other avenue. And I think that if you do that, we can make a difference. I can't say we've solved the problem because it's a long-standing problem, but I think that made a big difference. And yeah, so Ollie.
Well, Lou, listen, thanks to you, Lou, you're only 23 years old, and I think you're extremely mature. I think it has to do a lot with a lot more. Everything is connected. Each person is in charge of their thoughts, their words, and their actions. So whatever we say, whatever we do, and whatever we are thinking, the youngsters are around watching us, you know? So I think we got to be really careful. For instance, Sluggy just said he's going to give you a few minutes before Ollie cuts you off, right? But Ollie is the person who gives you guys additional minutes on the show rather than just an hour. So, you know, instead of appreciating, you know, you get a different angle. So we got to be really careful with what we think, what we say, and what we do, because there's a lot of people that are watching and a lot of people that are listening.
Yes, I really like that. Sluggy?
I hear, buddy. I hear. Just enjoying the, you know, like, when these things happen for you, and I'm glad all these everybody said, right, and meant your age, for you are 20, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes what you will see all in night, reason why you will see all in night give way to you, because we honestly cannot see your world. Don't care how much wanna love be, you know, Ollie and myself, we support young people. You will see Ollie and myself as two old people that cool. We still cannot, no, being real, we still cannot speak from your perspective. As you said, a different mindset. These young people went to school with you. These young people went to school at school. You went to school at, there's your age. They will, you know what I mean? They see the world. So that way it was clear and give away to all. 434-1780, 434-1780. How do we start this violence, man? How do we start this? And Lou, when you say we gotta take a, we gotta approach it from
holistic,
from multiple places. It can't be a holistic. It can't be a one point of view. Who are the players involved? You think we need to add church, school, who, whatever it is. What are some of the things you think we need to do? No matter how insignificant it may seem to you. I just want to hear a few of the things you think we need to do and the different people that need to connect together, because I think that when you say holistic approach, you see that different organizations and entities need to work together.
Well, Sluggy, it's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. We did have a few messages in your show, so I'm going to give you some extra time. And with that being said, we do have a caller on the line. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing.
Yes, hi. Great. How are you doing, my brother? Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, my brother.
I wish you all the very best. I want much youth, much vigor, much coalescence of brilliance with sheer pride and passion for Barbados and yourself, huh?
Thank you, my
brother.
So take
this special day for yourself.
You're too kind with your words. Go right ahead.
No, I'm not kind. You're the one that is kind. You're the one that had the overpinning. You're the one that's helping us on the show, and you're the one that's going to listen to this now. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Now, this is good evening, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Luther Beijing. This is a DJ Cog special. Ollie is birthday boy. He is special. Sluggy Dan is the man with a pan. My favorite song is Bobo. Pan, demonium. Press 1 for Luther Beijing. Press 2 for anyone else Beijing. Press 3 if you want the Beijing persuasion. Press 0 for the original Lou co-host. The Beijing. Come together. Come to get her. Come on, galong and rep her. Talking about come to St. Andrew. Better than a mango zester. They got economic growth as a factor. They getting the vulnerable not to be reactors. They got skills development as to craft actors. They can get the spirit of the nation because of these benefactors. Last two lines. All in all, the committee can make it real sweet. St. Andrew, the Community Development Committee, it is complete. Thank you very much. Thank you. How we can get crime down, Sluggy? You know, isn't that one thing to get crime down? Hello? Hey. Sorry. You know what I'm wanting to get crime down? Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. So you can get crime down by getting people to join the service. Number one. And the service needs a backup from the military, from the Barbados Defense Force. The service, the two of them need to gel. You need to get the police working correctly with the Barbados Defense Force. You need to get tag team missions. You need to get dual patrols so that this country can get arrested, like cardiac arrest, fast, so that the heartbeat of the criminal of this nation can get what? Dead. It can die. And we really gotta understand that people in this country doing great and positive things, and you gonna delete it. You gonna come and just exit out. You gonna come and roll out and go your way right off into the sunset by doing your foolishness and your crime. Well, let me tell you something. God don't like ugly. You might not believe in God, but God don't like ugly. One of these days when you're dead and you come back, you're going to see that God is the one that you would have been successful or rejecting or unsuccessful or failing of your crimes. And you're the one that you would see that it was you that made that decision to pull that trigger. And that is the most heinous thing you can do. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, right, if it was you, you wouldn't want it because you want to live. And you killing people and you yourself is dying. So let me tell you all these 15-year-old bad boys and things that playing that the won't be, that, you know, it's Saturday night. Everybody come out to have fun. It's a great day. We just had World Cup. And look now. This is the Saturday night that people are going to die. And it's not right. So you have to keep a sane mind. You got to be wise. You got to be happy. You got to keep your head on. You got to keep focused. And you got to do the right thing. The thing by God and the thing by good. Have a good and godly day every day. Every day is not going to be good. You're not going to feel good. You're not going to do good. But the point is that you're thinking good because the thoughts lead to the actions. So you have to act out and do good so that ultimately at the end of the day, in the midst of your ups and downs, you're doing bad and you're doing good, that there's more doing good than doing bad. And that good that you're doing that's going to overcome the bad. The good that is going to overcome the evil, the greatness that is going to overcome the crap, is your life written on Barbados' history of page. Me and Motley want to see you doing well. she wants to see us all better in the country and doing the right thing, doing a good thing, doing a thing that will be able to cause for the reduction of crime, and you're not doing this foolishness. So please, man, think about yourself. Think about your girl. You let your girl, you know what I mean? Think about yourself. You want to live. So the only way to live is to get food. So go and get a job. Go and if you don't feel like getting a job, go and seek some help. And then go and get a job. And then go and get some food. And you'll be good. Keep living on. And keep good over evil. And keep right over wrong. So that your life, written on Barbados history, to this very end, will be the starting of your legacy. Think about your gift that you can give to yourself or your family or your friends. And these are the people who you care about, who you love for. So love yourself, man. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Sluggy?
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the words. Especially older hand, I agree. Lou said you got to create a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
Closing sentiment. From Lou, is a great show. Salutes to Selena and Janelle King
mm-hmm.
from St. Andrew. Part Development Commission, there's a great conversation with you. And we are fully on board. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. And I will hand over to Lou to give his closing sentiments. Lou, over to you, my friend.
Yes, Sluggy. Yes. So, hello, Barbados. We had a great show. We had the Saint, I think it's St. Andrew Community Development. I can't remember that name, so forgive me. But yeah, definitely talking about the beautiful parish of St. Andrew. Definitely sold me on that. I got to find myself up in St. Andrew in the morning to feel that morning air. But yes, then after we had a bit of a conversation about what is happening in Barbados, Sluggy, as usual, this has been a great show. I enjoyed it. I look forward to it next week. And Barbados, yes, as you have heard from me, I'm Lou the Bajan, and I shall hear you next week. Ollie?
St. Andrew Community Development Commission,
yes.
Salute to you. Thank you, Ollie.